Chapter 4. June. 2 weeks after that afternoon, I was sitting in a classroom waiting for Mr. Sandhu. He was a really strict teacher, and all the bad kids were sent to him. He walked into the room and sat down in a chair opposite me.
"Well, Manjeet," he began,
"would you like to know why I want to see you?" I didn't say anything. I looked at him and then at the clock above the classroom door. I wanted to go outside and spend lunchtime with Lisa. Our time together was special because it would be difficult to see her during the summer when I was at home. "I have heard that your school results are dropping," he continued. "Is this true?" Part of me wanted to tell him that I didn't care about any of this, but my cheat didn't go as far as being expelled.
"I don't know, sir," I replied.
"Manjeet, we both know that you're an intelligent young man. Until last year, you were one of the top students in your year group. I've spoken to your teachers, and what they have told me is not very good." He was looking straight at me, but he was not angry. He actually looked more worried.
"How do you mean, sir?" I asked.
"Well, Manjeet, for some reason your grades are much lower than before, and I have had to ask myself why. The work isn't harder, and you aren't suddenly much less intelligent than you were 9 or 10 months ago, are you?" I didn't answer. What could I tell him? The work was not harder, but I just didn't want to do it. I could only think about the arranged marriage and how to escape from it. How could I tell him that? He was Asian too, and probably the same age as my dad. "Is there a problem with the work, Manjeet? Or is there something that you're not telling me about?" he asked.
"No, sir."
He looked thoughtful. "Tell me, Manjeet," he said, "what do your parents think of you and Lisa Jenkins?" Later on, Lisa and I were sitting outside.
"He asked you what?"
She looked shocked when I told her about what Sandhu had asked me.
"How did he know about us?"
"I don't know," I said.
"He's probably seen us around school. He wasn't angry, just worried about me."
It sounded amazing, but it was true. Sandhu knew that I was having problems at home. He had asked me about Lisa and my parents. When I told him that they didn't know about her, he had laughed and started talking about the pressures of being young and Asian in Britain. He said that he understood all about the difference in culture, I said. "And the craziest thing is that he's married to a white woman."
"Who, Mr. Sandhu?"
Lisa looked amazed.
"Yeah,"
I replied. "He said that if I think it's hard now, imagine what it was like for him in the 1960s.
"I don't have to imagine it.
Sometimes people stare at us when we're together."
"Aren't people really strange?"
she said. "Some people are just stupid and can't see anything except for what colour someone's skin is," I said. After school, while we waited for her mum to drive us home, I talked a little more to Lisa about the way that my parents believed in arranged marriages.
"They can't make you do something that you don't want to do," she said. "Just keep saying no."
"It isn't that easy, Lisa. The girl that I have to marry is going to be here. My dad is saying he'll take me to India if I don't agree, and my mum just cries every time we talk about it."
"So, are you going to say yes, just to keep them happy?" she asked.
What about what you want?
That was the problem. I knew that I didn't want to be like Ranjit and Harry and get married to a girl that I didn't know. But I didn't know what I wanted. And I was also scared that if I said no, my dad would kill me and my mum would kill herself. How could I explain this to Lisa? She would never have to choose between what she wanted in life and her family.
And what about me?
Asked Lisa.
You know how I feel about you, Lisa, I said. And you know that I love you too. But if you get married, are you just going to leave me?
I kissed her.
Never. Oh, Manny, what are we going to do?
We'll just unarrange the marriage, I said. Lisa's mum arrived as we were kissing. I was embarrassed and moved back, but Lisa held my hand and took me to the car. November. I had seen Lisa as much as possible during the summer, and when school started again, I spent more time with her family than mine. I also started to miss more classes to go into the city centre with Addie. But then Addie got expelled, and the school told me that I would be next if I didn't start coming to my lessons. Lisa wasn't happy about me missing classes either. I told her about my cheat, but she wanted me to get good grades, and I even got scared that she would leave me. So I started going into school every day. But it didn't last long. One night, just before my birthday, Addie phoned me to invite me to a party. Could I go? I might get into really big trouble, but I could go out through my bedroom window.
What about the cheat, Manny? Addie said. You know, your cheat about being a bad boy so that you don't have to do the arranged marriage? Think about it. You're going to be 16 soon, and you want to show your family that you're not a kid and they can't stop you doing what you want.
Addie was right.
All right, I'll meet you outside, I said.
The night was amazing. I was still drunk when I climbed through my bedroom window at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd been frightened that my dad would catch me coming in, but nobody noticed.